We are live, Bucky Beeman Audio Adventure, and I am joined here today by someone I met, gosh, what was it, like 3 years ago maybe? 4 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. It was a while ago, though.
And we are at Social Media Marketing World is where we first met. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Who am I here with?
What's up, everybody? My name is Parker Panel. I'm a 16-year-old actor, stand-up comedian, host, and social media influencer.
So how we first got introduced was through your mom, because she's a real estate agent, right?
She is, yes.
Where is she a real estate agent at?
She's a real estate agent in Lexington, Kentucky. It's Team Panel Real Estate.
Is your dad on the same real estate team?
Yup, dad's on the same real estate team. My dad was doing, he was doing a lot of stuff in the swimwear industry, but after a while, and like once I started getting into the entertainment industry, he needed more time to help me out, and then they figured they could have a dominant team together, and that's what they're doing here in Lexington, Kentucky.
And where did this whole, you know, acting idea, this whole passion for creating content, where did it all start for you, Parker?
Yeah, so it started honestly around the time that we met in Social Media Marketing World. At that time, I had 500 subscribers on YouTube. I remember it all, and you could have been there when I hit 500 subscribers. Were you there, Bucky?
I probably was. I just know I still have my shirt, the Lil PTV.
Love it, Lil PTV. New merch is coming soon, Bucky. But good. Like, it's like I can't say yet, but it's like one item though, so you have to wait and see. But anyways, let's see. So it kind of all started about 2 to 3 years ago. I started doing YouTube, and I was experiencing growth, but I wasn't like noticing like exponential growth. So I found a new platform called TikTok, and I've been creating content on there for about a year now.
And when you started on YouTube, were you doing it just because you were passionate about acting and just putting your story out there? What was it that got you interested in putting yourself out online on these different platforms?
Yeah, for sure. It kind of just came naturally. And I noticed I had a presence in front of the camera, and I love just entertaining people. And I just kept making videos, and there was no help with my parents. Like, they were obviously like helping out, like if I needed money for something, or if I needed somebody to film it. But like, it was literally just me thinking of ideas, just putting some stuff out there. And it's just been, it's a crazy adventure, but I love doing it. It's amazing.
Were there some YouTubers that you looked up to? I'm thinking of one right now that we both saw in person, who's iconic in his own right. But was there some specific YouTubers that you looked up to?
I would say probably one of the specific ones was Sean Duris, who was at Social Media Marketing World. And it was kind of funny. I don't really watch his content anymore, but it was interesting because I saw him in LA the other day. I live in LA. And then I was like, what's up? How are you? And he was like, hello. I mean, he was saying hello, but he didn't remember me at all. And I was like, do you remember me? And he was like, And he was like, oh my gosh, you're the guy that gave me the Speedo. And it like took him a couple seconds, but he finally remembered who I was. So it's pretty funny how that all works out.
And the other one that we met together was Zach King. I remember that as well. I wouldn't consider him a YouTuber, but he's one creator that's well known.
Yeah, for sure. He's huge. He's dope. He's a great guy.
So let's talk about just how YouTube has transitioned for you into TikTok. What did that transition look like? You said you got up to 500 subscribers on YouTube. Did it continually grow from there, or did you just abandon it and jump over to TikTok? What was that process like?
Yeah, so before I answer that, you know, it's kind of funny. I was listening to our podcast a while ago in Social Media Marketing World.
Yeah.
The other day, because I looked up my name and I saw like on Apple Podcast, and I saw Bucky Beeman, Parker Pano, and I was like, yo. So I watched it. It's great. It's a great podcast. But to answer your question, I'm still currently doing YouTube. I'm not working like really hard on it, which I'm really trying to get back into it with. It's just one of those things where YouTube is so much harder to do than TikTok, because it's more of a longer form content, and TikTok is all bite size and it's 15 seconds. So I was still doing it. Like I said, I started in October 2018. I was making weekly content, but then I noticed that I was really growing and making a presence on this app, TikTok. So I just stuck with it. And I think you need to stick with what's working for you, but I don't think you need to put all your eggs into one basket. So I'm still doing every other angle too.
So I would think a lot of people that probably watch my content are into real estate, into business, and they see some of the things that I'm doing and they probably scratch their head and go, why are you, you know, on TikTok? And I'm by no means at a level of content creation like you are, but coming from you, why would you say a business should be on a platform like TikTok or a first mover on YouTube?
Yeah, I definitely think that TikTok is like the next corporate America. Everybody on here, you know, they're always like they're young kids, and they the age range, at least for my audience, is from about 8 to 20 or so. And think about it, all these 8-year-olds, so say you're, let's say you're like a company that or for realtors, for example. So all these 8-year-olds are going to be eventually home buyers, and they want to be homeowners. So if they're seeing somebody on TikTok that's a realtor, they're going to say, wait a second, when I turn 20 years old, I'm going to buy a house from Bucky Beeman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's kind of the way you have to look at it, is that these are the people that are going to be the next buyers.
Hey, that's a way of thinking of it. I'll give you another example. So there's a guy in Rochester that his username is the Braces Guy, and he is an orthodontist here.
He's in Rochester?
He is in Rochester, Minnesota.
I've seen him. He's on my For You page. He has the gelled hair, right? Like, is it like gelled, or am I wrong?
I would say gelled. I'll pull him up and show you. But so
I love how I say gelled hair.
Yeah. So he's basically created content around his business, yes, which is being an orthodontist, but he's made it very fun. And his following on TikTok is up to over 1 million. And that, as you know, transitions right over to Instagram. So he has a lot of followers on Instagram now too. And here he is. Let's see. Yeah, I would say it's.
Yeah, I've seen him. Yeah. I'm going to pull up his Instagram right now too. I'm interested.
And how I would say it's helping his business, and I can't say this exactly because I don't know for a fact, but I imagine there's younger kids in middle school and high school, and if they're talking about, hey, where'd you get your braces from, or, you know, if they're talking about braces at all, they're going to be like, well, I go to the guy that's on TikTok. They're not going to be like, or they'll say, I go to the braces guy. They're not going to say his first name. They're not going to say his last name. They're going to say his username on TikTok. And because he's so popular on that platform, there is no other option. Like, there's not even competition locally, especially.
Right. No, I completely agree. It's genius. I know he's doing it. And also a guy called The Bentist is doing it too, which is so smart.
So if you think of businesses that are already providing products or services to that younger demographic, like right now, TikTok is the place to be to reach that younger demographic. That's for certain.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier to grow on TikTok than other platforms.
And why is that?
I think TikTok really focuses on having new creators on the platform, and they're always trying to promote people, literally anybody. And I see normal high schoolers, and I see just business people, and they always just want new and new and new and new creators.
And so right now, is it also that your content is getting in front of more people than it would on YouTube? Organically?
Yes, definitely. Because I think when you look me up on YouTube, whether you've seen me before or if you haven't, they're going to be like, wait a second, you're that guy from TikTok. And then automatically I'm going to get more engagement on my YouTube page.
So if you had to give somebody advice that has no TikTok account, where do you start? Because I imagine they're going to go to that platform and they're going to look at the first video, and the first video is going to be some rap music with a bunch of swear words, and they're going to go, I just watched these two young guys on a podcast that said I need to be on this platform, and then I go to this thing that's like swear words and not. So what's the advice you got for it, Parker?
Yeah, that's actually so funny because it's true. Let's see. So I would say you need to start off by really hyper-niching your content. Figure out what kind of content that you're going to be creating on there, whether it's going to be comedy or if it's going to be drama, like acting skits, if it's going to be dancing videos. Definitely that's what you need to figure out first, because I think figure out where there's a spot that's empty on the For You page, as you could say, and we could like get into what the For You page means because people may be confused. But I see a lot of, like for me, I do a lot of stuff in public, and I see a lot of people who aren't doing stuff in public because people are scared to do that. So figure out what you're going to be doing. And then second, I would say stay consistent with your content. Be posting at least two. If you can get two videos, that'd be great. 2 to 3 would be amazing. This TikTok scene that you are that you are consistent with your content. Do that. Maybe work on the hashtags. And a lot of people are saying hashtag For You page is good, but I really don't think it's that beneficial to you. So I'd say look at the trending hashtags and start using those babies.
And one thing that, as you said, niche down, you know, I, what came to mind for me, and I haven't done a lot of this, so I just kind of go broad, right? I'll do something that's trending, and then I'll just try to do something with my own voice, and I'll just play around with it to try to get used to it. But if I really, really branded myself, whether it's through putting text on my videos or in my descriptions as the commercial real estate agent, just like the braces guy, you become known as that guy or that girl, and you can niche down into who you are on the platform to people.
Right. Yeah. Becoming known as one thing is great because people are like, oh, it's, yeah, it's that person. They don't have to know your name, but they're somehow going to figure out a way to figure out your name.
And you think of, that's worked for years, right? So going back to when your mom and your father are referring different people in real estate to go and work on a house. Oh, I have this great plumbing guy, or I have this great lady for design. Right. And it's like, that's worked forever. And now you're just trying to bring it to an online platform like TikTok.
Yeah, it's funny. Speaking of a plumbing guy, I don't know if he does social media, but I know my parents know this plumbing guy who has this like huge beard, and like they just know him as the guy with the big beard. And ever since, we've been using him. So I think it's great to be known as the guy.
Yep, exactly. So let's get into just a specific piece of content that someone could make that is related to their business, Parker, that is not, you know, dancing to some goofy song, not lip syncing to some rap music with swear words. What's an example that you would think of for the plumber that you just mentioned of a piece of content that he could make?
Yeah. So for the plumber, I think he could really give us a behind the scenes look at his day-to-day life. I saw somebody do this from Panera, and they actually got fired from their job because corporate, I guess, did not like the video, but they were showing how they make their mac and cheese. And I love the mac and cheese there, right? And I was like, whoa, hold on. Now I'm a little bit taken back. So it makes sense why she got fired. But really give like a behind the scenes look of what it's like being a plumber. Because people are probably like, ew, you're a plumber. Like, it's disgusting. Like, personally, I would not want to dig through somebody's toilet. It's just disgusting to me. But as a plumber, they could give that inside look to the audience.
And that how to, so it made me think of the, I can't think of his name, but he's the scientist guy on TikTok, and he's doing the elephant.
Yeah. Elephant toothpaste.
Elephant toothpaste. Right. And he's showing what's going into these potions to make this elephant toothpaste actually happen. And so it's like, what tools do you use? What's some of the locations you have to go to? Preferably don't show inside the toilet, especially when it has stuff in it. Like, I don't want to see that, but you never know. Yeah. Like people, but getting into the how-tos and how you do your job.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't show inside the toilet. That would not be good. And it also could get taken down from TikTok.
But have you had anything taken down from TikTok?
So many things. Like, God, really? It's weird. My mom posted a video the other day, literally just my dog dancing with my mom, and it got taken down from TikTok. So I get videos like that all the time where I'm like, why in the world is this getting taken down when I see videos that are much worse, either showing something like nudity or like you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why they get taken down. It's kind of whack.
I would think that when you build a following, how many followers do you have on TikTok now?
I have 1.1 million.
So I would think that people can easily flag it, and it doesn't take much to get quite a few numbers behind someone flagging something for no reason at all. And that can really affect, you know, your ability to have stuff out there.
Yeah, definitely.
I've only had one thing taken down, and it was because we were cutting up a deer because we had just harvested a white-tailed deer, and I didn't know that that was against the policy. So then it was taken down.
Get taken down. Yeah, because you have to remember the audience. You know, they're so young; they're not going to like seeing a deer getting cut up.
I think it's cool.
I think it's kind of cool too.
All right, so Parker, talk us through no one. That's listening to this for the most part is living that lifestyle that you are, where you're not currently back at home with your parents going through high school. You're in Los Angeles. Talk us through what these next steps, these next chapters, what are you envisioning for, you know, your goals as a creator, as an actor? Where do you think this might go?
So I definitely think that it's going into the acting world, and I'm currently doing that. And TikTok my TikTok following has come along with it just from a day-to-day basis. But the initial goal when I moved out to LA was not to be famous on TikTok at all. And like I said, like, it's just come along with it. And it's been great. It's been very helpful to me because I'm able to cross promote it into my Instagram and everything, because I've always wanted to be big on social media, but it just wasn't like the main goal. And I'm an actor in LA. I'm doing stand-up comedy and hosting. I've auditioned for like new stuff on like Disney and like Nickelodeon. So I'm hoping to book a job here in 2020. I have some like smaller jobs, and I want to book something big. Like, I want to book like a movie or a TV show. That'd be incredible. I just signed with a new agency, and I'm super stoked about the whole journey of 2020.
That's cool. And as you go along this process, are you still going to school, or like, where are you at in that? There is this thing called school.
Right. There is this thing called school. My mom tells me that all the time. She's like, Parker, do your school, do your school. I hate doing school. I really do, but I have to. And I feel bad because everybody's gonna be like, oh no, he's doing school, so now I'm not going to do school. No, do school. Definitely do school. I'm a sophomore in high school, and I have pretty good grades. I got A's and B's. Yeah, I got A's and B's.
Is it regular? Uh-huh. Is it regular hours when you're, you know, trying to build this career for yourself?
It's online school. Age? So it yeah, is. It's okay. Online school. It's called Excel High School. It's based out of like Missouri or something. No, I like could be completely wrong, but it doesn't matter where it's based out of. You can do school anywhere.
And do you have meetups with students or anything like that, or is it strictly online and you don't know who else is attending?
It's strictly online. I have no clue who else is attending, and there's no like video portions to the school, which is different. A lot of online schools, you'll have like a teacher talking to you, or you'll have some sort of notebook that they'll send you. Mine's just all online and nobody's talking to me. That sounds so lonely. I swear it's not.
so that's my leads to my next question then. So how does your social life work in a place like Los Angeles?
Yeah, so LA, like LA is completely different than Kentucky, obviously. And I don't know if I referenced that already, but I am from Kentucky originally, moved out to LA in October last year. And at first I had no friends out there and I didn't really know what I was doing. And that was hard. It was. And it took me about, so I was in LA September and I made the official move in October. But in that whole September month, which was also brutal because my birthday is that month, I had no friends and it was hard and I didn't know what to do, but I had some younger friends. So they spent the time with me like my birthday. So if you're listening, shout out to you all. But ever since then I started making a bunch of new friends and like, I'm like, wow, I love LA. And like, I have such a large group of friends and I'm always hanging out with new people. In LA it's normal because everybody's in the entertainment industry. And in Kentucky, if I was doing online school, I feel like my social life would be greatly affected. But it's not. It's not at all. I'm always going out and about, always hanging out with friends, always collabing with them, and just having fun.
That's cool. That's cool. So as you go into 2020, you look for these gigs. How does that work? Like, do you go in and audition? Is that the deal?
So are you talking about the acting world? Or?
Yeah, the acting world.
So the way it works is that my agent will submit my headshot into the casting director. And from there, they'll say, oh, we like you, we like you, we like your looks at least. And they'll call you in for an audition. It'll either be in person or it'll be a self-tape. So then they'll just tell me, just read the scene, blah, blah, blah. Here's some notes on it. And then I'll just read it and hopefully they like it. And I'll normally hear back within a week if they want me.
So is there any ways, and you're already doing it in some way of creating a personality online, but is there any ways online you can get to these people as they're looking, and why I bring this up is, Parker, you're popping up on my LinkedIn like crazy. And it has to be LinkedIn working its magic because we're friends and because you're commenting a lot on TikTok related articles. When I go to LinkedIn, I see you. And it's because you've commented on something. It's not because you even posted something on your profile. So I just think about, is there any ways for you to, I don't know, interact on those type of articles? What are those directors looking at on LinkedIn, and how can you become, you know, visible within their profile?
Yeah, LinkedIn has been incredible for me. I found my new agent through LinkedIn, actually, and I just signed with her about like a week ago or so, right before the holiday season. And it's starting to get cranking up in the new year because everybody's packed with Christmas season and everything. But yeah, it's great. So like I said, I found the agent and I've also connected with a couple casting directors that way. And I haven't gotten the auditions through it like that, but like, it's just kind of getting my name in the door there. So I would definitely recommend using LinkedIn. It doesn't matter what age you are.
Yeah, that's the thing. So did they find you or did you find them on LinkedIn?
My agent?
Yeah.
I found them.
And just by going through different articles and what, you know, were around the topics that you're interested in?
Yeah, that, and also my acting coach is signed with that same agent.
That's cool. I'm just thinking of like the way LinkedIn is working. It's kind of similar to TikTok in the way that you put something out and the potential of it reaching a lot of people, at least right now, is extremely high. And so continually sharing on LinkedIn, I can see it helping your business as it is already and other people's businesses as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I love LinkedIn.
So Parker, as we, you know, look to 2020 and all of us old people out here, I'm 29 and a lot of the people listening are probably older. What are you saying we need to be doing better on social media in ways that other people are not, are not doing it on social media?
I tell my mom this all the time too. And I think what you all need to work on is relating to the younger audience more. And I see a lot of, like, Lucky, how old are you again?
29.
You're so young. Like, seriously, you look like you're my age.
I know, like, right? Someday I'm going to wake up and I'm going to look like the plumber. I'm not even kidding you. It's just going to be like,
weird. That's so funny. No, but it's good though. I mean, it helps you get some ladies. So, I mean, respect.
I don't know about that, but okay. I got a girlfriend. That's all I need.
Do you really have a girlfriend, buddy?
I do, wow. Yep.
How long have you all been dating for?
We've been dating 2 years.
And I never knew this. Why didn't you tell me, Bucky?
I know, right? Sorry, you must have missed that. You must have missed that TikTok message, man. I sent it over to you.
Yeah, I guess so. But that's sick, though. I like that. Let's see. So I think you just need to, like, relate with the younger audience, figure out how you can really get inside the mind of a 16-year-old or younger, sometimes older, and then they're going to be engaging with your content.
That makes sense. Are you using Instagram in any ways that I don't pay attention to your Instagram. It just doesn't come on my radar. So what ways are you using Instagram that's different than others?
Yeah. So for me, let me pull up my Instagram on my phone so I can kind of give you some good examples. For me, I am posting on Instagram at least 1 to 2 times every week. And I try to give them an inside look at my content on my stories. And then I'll post a lot of my TikTok videos to my Instagram because Instagram loves when you post videos. But I mean, if you look at it now, I have like a picture of me riding a bull, which is really cool. So I just really like to have fun on my Instagram. I think that's what it's all about.
And I notice how you do your highlights. You do a good job of labeling your highlights, the different places you've been to. I think that's another good use of the platform.
Thank you. Yeah, it took a while to get that because I had to go through and delete everything. And what is pretty cool, I don't know if you know this about the highlights, but when you click on a highlight, you can click the 3 dots to edit it, and you can import your own, like, profile cover.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know that. So yeah, good advice. I like that.
Yeah, because I see a lot of people doing it. Like, here's my Instagram, TikTok, and everything. I was like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. So yeah.
One thing I notice here, just looking at your IGTV, you got some work to do on your IGTV side.
Yeah. I don't post on IGTV. I should really work on that.
So one thing that's helped me a lot there, Parker, is on IGTV, you can upload it from your desktop, and you are a madman when it comes to YouTube, right? You're editing it yourself. You're uploading it yourself. You're putting it all on YouTube yourself. And you can do that same thing very quickly on the desktop app. And the thing I just figured out, if you look at my most recent posts, you can upload a cover photo just like you had cover art on YouTube that actually fits well within your profile as far as design. And so it makes, like, my latest IGTV posts on my profile that pushes them to my IGTV have views of 300 to 177, which for me and my market is great. And a lot of that was because I put the right photo on my profile that pushes them to the IGTV, if that makes sense.
It does. So you recommend me hopping on IGTV?
It's the new YouTube. Like, I don't know how to put it any other way. I think that Facebook is going to continually try to compete with YouTube. I don't think they'll ever beat them, but this is one of their ways of trying to create an extra channel that people will go to.
Okay. I'll work on one right after this podcast.
That's sweet. See, and like this, that's a great thing about long form content like we're doing. We can chop this up. No one maybe will watch the whole thing on IGTV, but what if we chopped up the first 2 minutes, the next 3 minutes, and then putting it out on the different platforms?
Right, right. So,
that's cool, Parker, man. You are up to some cool stuff. If people want to keep a lookout of all the neat things you're doing in Los Angeles and beyond, where can they follow you? What's your username?
They can follow me at buckybeeman.com. No, they can follow me as Parker Pannell. It's PARKERPANNELL, two N's, two L's. And that's on every social platform. I also got a website, Parker's Playground, and my podcast is Parker's Podcast.
Awesome. And then when you get the first gig in a movie or a television show, I'm sure you'll be sharing all about that on your platform, right? So we'll be able to figure out where that's at.
Yes, I will. As soon as I'm able to, because I know like when you book stuff, you're not really allowed to release it to social media. They give you like a set date where you can. So,
he's like, nah. Forget about those rules, right? Awesome. Thank you, Parker. I hope you have a great Christmas with your family, and let's keep in touch.
Thank you so much, Bucky. Yeah, I'm completely down to keep in touch. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.